Ah, deux fois.
It has been said in Ziyarat al-Bahr Islam about Imam Hussain alayhi salam that As-salamu alayka ya waritha Adama sifwatillah As-salamu alayka ya waritha Ibrahim khalilillah As-salamu alayka ya waritha Nuhin nabiyillah As-salamu alayka ya waritha Musa kaleemillah As-salamu alayka ya waritha Isa Ruhullah. O inheritor of Adam, the chosen of Allah. O the inheritor of Ibrahim, the friend of Allah. O the inheritor of Musa, the one who spoke to Allah. O the inheritor of Isa, the spirit of Allah. Peace and salutations be upon you. Salawat. What was this inheritance which Imam Hussain received from the Prophet? The Prophets had no wealth, assets, or land which they could have left for Imam Hussain. The inheritance, in fact, were the great values for which the Prophets themselves were recognized with. The Prophets introduced these great values to amongst the people and faced all kinds of difficulties in the path of righteousness. They struggled and fought against those peoples which were against these great values, thus giving salvation to human society. Imam Hussain al-Islam also fought against the same evil to give life to the same values which he received in inheritance. Imam al-Islam received something specific from every prophet. He received a specific attribute from Ibrahim al-Islam, from Prophet Musa al-Islam. He received another specific attribute, and similarly from Prophet Isa. From Prophet Musa, Imam Hussain al-Islam received the inheritance of struggling against cruelty and the tolerance to cruelty. Whereas from Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he received in inheritance the reformation of the system of values. Salawat. When Bani Israel were being crushed under the cruelty and oppression of Pharaoh, it was not that Allah sent Prophet Musa to just fight against the Pharaoh. Instead, he was sent to struggle against the negative qualities of Bani Israel. In that period, two groups were present, one an oppressor, and the other which was accepting and tolerating this oppression, both of them having evil qualities. Allah told Musa to go to Pharaoh since he had become a transgressor. But the purpose of this instruction was not just to go to Pharaoh since he was carrying out oppression, but instead, he was to go to Bani Israel, because they were also culprits, and their crime was that they were tolerating the cruelty and oppression. Musa fought against Pharaoh and also fought against Bani Israel to defeat oppression and tolerance to oppression. Thus Musa came and fought the battle to uphold these values, thus giving salvation to Bani Israel. He then taught them not to be a tolerant of cruelty and oppression, the reason for their domination. However, within a short period of time after Prophet Musa, the system of values within Bani Israel changed. They outlawed the natural bounties for themselves, and they started to declare the legitimate things allowed by Allah as prohibited, and they went to the extent of considering certain obligations as forbidden acts, and certain forbidden acts were made obligatory. This is what happens when the system of values changes. Maruf becomes Munkar, and Munkar becomes Maruf. The Messenger of Allah has said, what will you do at that time when Maruf becomes Munkar and Munkar becomes Maruf? This phenomenon will keep on repeating, but whenever the system of values changes, Allah brings forth someone who fights these values and destroys the evil which are being spread in the name of these values. Similarly, when the system of values changed within Bani Israel, Allah sent Prophet Isa. Prophet Isa fought the war of values for the sake of reformation and brought the system onto the right track.
Salawat.
Prophet Isa again made the permissible things as legitimate, and those who were avoiding their responsibilities He again made them follow their obligations regularly. Thus, in the Holy Quran, Prophet Isa is referred to the asset and capital of the reformation of values. Now you should know that what we say in Ziyarat al-Warisa, As-salamu alayka ya warisa Musa Kareemullah, As-salamu alayka ya warisa Isa Ruhullah. It means that Imam Hussein inherited from Prophet Musa the struggle against the Pharaoh and preaching to Bani Israel the intolerance of cruelty. From Prophet Isa, he inherited the return of changed values to their correct status. Thus, there is no doubt that Imam Hussein al-Islam is a true inheritor of the Prophet. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.